It's 19 minutes past 7 o'clock. We have a clear skies, 31 degrees. Joining us now in studio is State Senator Rich Dreheim from District 20. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in today, for coming over here early on a Tuesday morning. You have a busy day scheduled for today. We're going to get to some town hall meetings in just a moment or so. But first of all, let's do a little catch-up. It's been about 7 months since the legislative season has closed. Session had come to a close. So it's been a while since we've talked to you. Are you as busy in the quote-unquote off-season as you are in the during the session?
You know, it's surprising how many meetings you have. And when you're in session, the meetings tend to be in St. Paul. When you're not in session, they tend to be all over the state, and I even had the opportunity to go out to D.C. for some healthcare meetings. But, you know, yesterday we had meetings in St. Paul, and today we have some in Faribault.
Now, are these tied to the legislature, or are these just listening meetings or informational type things? What type of meetings do you go to?
You know, like last night we went to the Nurses Association.
Okay.
And heard their concerns.
Mm-hmm.
Representative-elect Lippert was there, so mm-hmm. I got to see him, and a bunch of other legislators. And then I had to skip out early to go to another meeting. So you meet with all kinds of people. Today, after here, I'll go down to Faribault and meet with some Rice County government officials and hear their concerns for the upcoming session.
Yes. It's a busy part-time job. Yeah,
yeah, it is. Yeah. A lot of miles.
Yeah. Are you able to, you know, over the course of the summer and the fall, spend some time with your family and you're a businessman as well? Is that it's taking care of itself? Or
you know, I got sick here a week ago and slept for 14 hours, and that's about three nights worth of sleep for me. So, but, yeah, you're busy. I have a son that plays hockey. And a daughter that plays basketball. So you try to catch as many activities as you can and between meetings. And I try to schedule them a little more because I know here in a couple of weeks then I won't be able to catch all their games and whatnot. So.
Yeah, a couple of weeks we'll have the legislative session. Let's talk about that. What are you anticipating this year to be some of the hot topics? Is this, now I have to go back, is this a budget year? This is a budget year coming up,
correct,
isn't it?
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, obviously we'll be working on the two-year biennium budget. Tax conformity, I think we'll be right up there, of course. Permanent funding for roads and bridges or transportation. You know, marijuana has been a hot topic, so I'm sure there'll be some stuff on that.
Mm-hmm.
Gun control, I'm sure, will come up again. You know, distracted driving. You know, I have a couple bills I'll reintroduce. So a lot of us are working on stuff we worked on that got vetoed.
Mm-hmm.
So we had the big omnibus bills that the governor vetoed, and we'll have to revamp and bring back those.
Now, this legislative session will have a whole new look. As you had mentioned, Representative Lippert is actually not in office yet. It is still David Bly at this time, but Todd Lippert will be the new 20B. Mm-hmm. You mentioned you've talked with him a little bit, and he's just one of the new faces that will be in the legislature, at least in the House. So I have a little bit different look, maybe a little bit different tone this year. First of all, what you've met Mr. Lippert, haven't you?
Yes. Yes, I have. Mm-hmm. And I've met a couple other new representatives that were in control. And,
mm-hmm.
and for those that don't know, that the House switched from Republican to Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have the only split government in the whole country that are controlled by two different parties other than Nebraska. But that's a long story.
Okay.
Anyway, so we'll you know, the bills we worked on last year, we'll have to have probably new authors on the House side. So the Senate, pretty much the same people. We have one new member in the Senate, and then the House, of course, has a whole bunch of new members. So we'll have to find partners to help work on the bills and carry the bills on the House side. And I hope to work closely with Representative Lippert on things that we can agree on.
Mm-hmm. You also have a new governor that everybody will be meeting, I guess, for the you might have met him before, but Governor Walz will take place of course, Governor Dayton, as you mentioned, Dayton with the vetoes last year. A lot of people probably weren't too happy with that, but, you know, he did what he did. Whether it's for or against, I guess people can make up their own mind, but do you see, as far as styles of leadership, is will Governor Walz be radically different than Governor Dayton?
You know, my perception of what's going to happen is that I think Walz will be more engaged,
mm-hmm.
and probably be more hands-on than what we had with Dayton. And I'm looking forward to that.
Have you talked with him? Have you met him in the past?
I have met him in the past. Good, mm-hmm. good guy. You know, strong ties to Minnesota, mm-hmm. and you know, served our country. You know, a good person. You know, I'm on the other side of the aisle, so I wish it would have turned out a little different.
Uh-huh.
But you know, this is the reality. It's no different than what we have to deal with that comes down from the federal government. And you know, whatever they do, we have to react. And then, of course, whatever the state does goes down to the county and city level, and that's why, like today, I'm meeting with the Rice County to mm-hmm. hear their concerns.
And let's talk about that. You have a couple of sessions to town hall sessions tonight. Tell us about those.
So what I'd like to do is get out in the district and meet people and just have an open conversation. And these are the first two. First one's Elko New Market, which will be at 5 o'clock, and then later on we go to Belle Plain, so that one will be at 7:30. So that'll be at the library in Belle Plain, and Elko New Market, I think, is also at the library.
All right. Now, of course, for our listeners out there, Elko, a little bit closer than Belle Plain is. Belle Plain's got just on the far end of the district.
Mm-hmm.
And is there anything in particular you'll be addressing, or just is this just listening to hear people's concerns?
No, I call it a solution session. So
okay.
You know, we can and we should have debates on which direction the state should go, and but I think we can agree we can work on solutions.
Mm-hmm.
So we have like healthcare. You know, a lot of people have the perception that we should go to a single payer system or a government run healthcare system. And I have a difference of opinion on that, and I can explain why that is. But I think there's other things we can work at. So we look at who's going to pay for healthcare, but we don't look at why it's gone so expensive. So what I've been focusing on the last couple of years is the cost of healthcare. So we can let the higher-ups debate all day long who's going to pay for health care, but we can agree that I think we can do things to help lower the cost of health care.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter who ends up paying for it. So if we have the government pay for it, we'll be able to do less other things. You know, help the homeless, housing, veterans, et cetera, education. So it's all about resources. So when you look at health care, you know, I think we have to think outside the box a little bit, and that's what we're trying to do, and that's what I'll talk about tonight.
You'd mentioned earlier some solutions that might include permanent funding for our transportation systems. Do you have some ideas, and will you be shedding some light on that subject during the meetings?
Well, I think, you know, the governor's come out in favor of a gas tax.
Mm-hmm.
I am not in favor of a new tax with after surplus after surplus after surplus in the state of Minnesota. I don't think we need to be adding taxes. I am in favor of having a permanent tax and transfer tax on maybe automobile parts or other things to help fund transportation,
mm-hmm.
and have a permanent fund so the state, the counties, the cities will have at least a baseline of funding for some transportation. And they know what they get every biennium instead of waiting for us to play games up in St. Paul.
One of the interesting things to follow in this legislative session, as you had mentioned, is the budget surplus. What are your thoughts on what we should do with that surplus? And as you'd mentioned, not the first surplus we've had in recent years. The economy has done pretty well. So where has that money gone, and where do you think this money should go to?
Well, you know, this forecast has about a $2 billion surplus.
Mm-hmm.
And then automatically there's so much that gets put in the reserve, which helps build up our reserve in mm-hmm. case we do have a quick recession that hits us without planning ahead. And I think most people have the perception that we are headed for another recession in maybe 2020 or 2021, if you talk to the economists, but that doesn't really matter. But we have to plan for today and the next 2 years. You know, the surplus, you know, we can either give it back to the people that paid it in, or we can invest it in the future. And when I look at the future, we have a real dynamic shift in population. We'll have more people leaving the workforce than entering. So we'll have a statistical deficit of workers. So we already have historic low unemployment filings, historically low unemployment in general. We need to make sure everybody's a productive member of society. And we need to make sure that we get people into the workforce, get them trained. And most of my off session has been touring our campuses. So I've gone to probably 15, at least 15, 16 campuses in the off session and listened to, of course, the administration at the campus. But then normally there's a high school represented there or school district, and then workers and employers. And hearing their story, where are the gaps? What can we do from a state standpoint? So I would like to reinvest some of that money in more programs in the trades primarily. We have a real shortage of tradesmen. And if you look at the average age of like a plumber or electrician, they're in their 60s. And what's going to happen in the next 5 years when they start to retire? So we got to plan ahead. We got to think it through. And go from there.
State Senator Rich Dreheim is with us. We're giving kind of a preview of 2019, some things that might happen at the legislative session. Once again, we have a couple of listening sessions, legislative solutions sessions tonight. We'll get back to those in just a moment. But another thing that you had mentioned that seems to be gaining, I don't know if momentum would be the right word, but marijuana, the legalization or the expansion of legalization or medical marijuana. For Minnesota, you'd mentioned that that might be one of the key topics to look at. What would you be in favor of, and what do you think is going to happen?
You know, I think it's – I had this conversation with my 14-year-old daughter. You know, we on one hand, we talk about banning menthol cigarettes and all the flavored vaping cigarette stuff, whatever they call that, raising the tobacco age to 21. And then on the other hand, we want to legalize marijuana. And if you talk to the county workers, we have an epidemic for meth and heroin and other opioids. Vaping numbers just came out, record number of kids using vaping products. And then we're going to go and legalize marijuana. You know, and I'm in favor of exploring the options, but I think a couple key points that we have to keep in mind. One would be one of the main arguments is to tax it. And when you look at it, the lenders do not want to deposit money from marijuana because the federal government considers it a controlled substance. So it would be a cash business. And there was like 60 Minutes or 48 Hours or one of those shows on it and talking about how they can't deposit their money. So if we think we're going to get a tax on this cash business that they're not depositing in the bank and they're keeping it in a safe somewhere, I think first we have to look at that. I think we have to explore on the federal level the banks being able to deposit legally this money. So whoever insures the bank are telling the banks, like the FDIC, don't take any money from marijuana because it's a controlled substance. So that's one area. So the, and then the other area would be kind of like a breathalyzer. So if people choose to smoke marijuana and drive and get in an accident or speed or break the law, you know, I think there needs to be consequences. So those would be my two main issues before I think I could support it going to the polls to let the people decide what we should or shouldn't do with it. But on the tobacco side, I have a hard time with raising it to 21. Even though I hate smoking, I was so glad when they banned smoking in bars and restaurants. It was fantastic. But we're going to have a potential draft for an 18-year-old, then go fight for our country and die. They can get married. They can have a family. But we can't have a cigarette. And I'm not a smoker. Never was. It's confusing, especially for the young people. Like I said, talking to my daughter, who was very inquisitive. It'll be interesting moving forward.
All right. Once again, State Senator Rich Dreheim. Let me see if I have those meetings tonight. You're in Elko at 5 o'clock, and that's at the library?
Correct.
Okay. Yep. And then Belle Plaine at 7:30, and that's also at the library.
Yep. And I think we'll have it on Facebook also, Facebook Live.
Okay. So anyone can come and ask questions and listen and whatever they'd like to do, I suppose.
Yeah. Bring your solutions.
All right. Senator, thank you so much for joining us.
Yep, thanks for your time. Thank you.
That is State Senator Rich Dreheim from District 20. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN.